Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, and momentarily here for the big show today. We got a lot of people to talk to. A lot of things to bring you up to speed with on what we've been up to and where we're going and how you can join us. Big announcements about our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise coming up in Sable.
I could not possibly care less about where you're going to go on your Scuba Cruise and where I'm going to stay here.
No. You're going to want to hear this one. This actually has some benefit to you. Where you actually,
I think you're twisting the word benefit.
No. You're going to be able to share your pain with others. And I'll tell you all about that here in a little bit. We got some cool stuff to cover on the show today, some new products to talk about that we saw at the DEMA show. Also, we're going to check in with our friends from Dominica. We're going to check in with some folks from Nevis, the island of Nevis, which we're planning to head out to in January right before our live aboard trip as well. But first, I got to kind of catch up on some viewer mail. A couple of things. You know, we did put up all the pictures, or the most of the pictures that we have from the DEMA show up at scubaradio.com. Now, you can go there and just click on the photos tab, and about 200 pictures will show up there. You know, we had this whole Beatles thing that we did. We'll probably play some more of those Beatles songs today for, you know, try to get a little bit more mileage out of them. But it was because there was a Beatles tribute band at the DEMA show. So we had everybody dressed up in these Sergeant Pepper outfits. All the guys were doing that. We had some Sergeant Pepper girls dressed up. And, of course, we had our Scuba Radio mermaid outfits and that kind of thing. You can see all that at scubaradio.com. However, before we got ready for the event, you know, I got some stuff in the mail here. Pat had sent us some OPP patches from Canada, from Ontario, which is Ontario Police Patrol or something. I don't know. What does it stand for?
Ontario Bill? Provisional Police.
Yeah, that's what I said. And anyway, Pat from Ontario sent us a couple of those patches, and we actually did have them mounted on a couple of the Sergeant Pepper outfits, and you can see those on the picture. So, Pat, I wanted to, you know, give him a little shout-out that he could see that we were representing the Ontario
Provisional Police.
Yes, like I said, accordingly, thanks to our buddy Pat, who's usually, by the way, he's usually diving in Thailand and in the Philippines. So, you know, he doesn't necessarily do his diving there in Canada.
That's wise.
Yeah.
Because it's cold.
Yeah. But we thank him for providing those patches, and hopefully we represented the police up there appropriately or in some kind of twisted fashion. We won't be welcome in Canada now. I don't know. That's a possibility.
One of the pictures that you have posted at the Scuba Radio page is a picture of me with Pup Morse, the scuba cowboy, right behind me. And it looks like we're kind of singing a duet.
You were at one point. No, I remember this clearly.
What was actually happening in that particular picture was he was pointing out that the jacket that I was wearing did not have an OPP patch on it.
Is that
I
what
thought
it, was?
It did. The jacket I had worn the day before had the OPP patch, and I changed jackets. They were the same color. I thought it was the same jacket.
Ah.
And so I'm actually showing my shoulder to the audience and pointing at the shoulder, which has absolutely nothing on it.
Interesting. All right. Well, so at least we now know the story behind the picture.
Yes. And he wasn't just hugging me, although he's a good hugger.
He was...
He's a good hugger.
But that was from behind. So,
you know, the really good huggers can do it from either direction.
Evidently. Whatever you say, catcher. Anyway, also some other viewer mail.
Yes.
You know, we get stuff from all over the world now, and it's very flattering, I got to say.
And a little disturbing.
Not really disturbing.
I think a lot of people think we represent the United States.
Yeah.
That's disturbing.
At the Dima show, I had several people come up to me from, you know, I could hardly understand what they were saying. But everybody did come up. They were speaking English, but a few of them were speaking in an accent that was very difficult to understand and said, hey, they listen to Scuba Radio online and, you know, wherever they are. And it is very flattering. But while we're covering all this stuff, we did get an email from Alina. And she goes, hello, my name is Alina.
Hello.
I am almost
Alina.
Every day listen to your wonderful radio.
I am almost every day listen to your wonderful radio.
Love the program.
Love program.
The work. Let's see. The work of leading music interesting guests. All
the
first
work
class.
Of leading music interesting guests. Very first class.
Now, all first class.
All first class.
Please send me some souvenirs on the radio in the memory as a permanent fan of your radio. Thank you very much.
Please send me things because I am what they call a price pig.
Malakovluva.
Malakovluva. As we say.
Spirova, Russia. So you had your
accent wrong. As we say, which means may your back be scrubbed by a loofah. It's very, very popular and...
Yeah. It was impressive.
Yes, it was.
Whatever it was. But it was cool. And, you know, Alina, yeah, we're not sending you nothing. Sorry. We got nothing. We gave it all out at the Dima show. But we appreciate the fact that you listen. And I wanted to at least give her a shout out. And, you know, she'll probably never listen again. But just what we do. No, you know, honestly... You know, we get a lot of requests for people that want us to send them, you know, Scuba Radio shirts, hats, that kind of thing. You know, hey, can you hook me up for this? Can you hook us up for that? You know, we give this stuff away at the shows. And to be honest with you, because we get so many requests for stuff all the time, we honestly can't. We can't fulfill all those. We might swag for you. Yeah, we just
no swag for you.
The postage will kill you to Russia, too. Trust me. Try to send a hat, a Scuba Radio hat, to Russia. There's your first kids. Yeah, it's like your firstborn. It'll cost at least that much. Now, in Russia, that may be about $49. But I'm just saying, it's way more than our budget allows. So, anyway, there you go. Now, the other thing...
In Russia? In Soviet Russia? Mail packages you.
Okay, whatever. Bubble Boy has just walked in.
Hey, Greg. Yeah, last time I was in Russia, I showed Vladimir Putin my Scuba Radio watch.
Really?
Never saw it again after that.
Yeah, it figures. I got a watch story to share with everybody today from Jean-Michel Cousteau. But before we do that, have you seen these commercials for the giant Idaho potatoes? Have you seen the Idaho potato truck? They got like an Oscar Mayer wiener truck, but it's a giant potato that Idaho potatoes...
Potato.
Is sending across
the
country
off the road.
And their commercial is all about, hey, if you see the potato truck, give us a call, mention it on our Facebook, you know, that kind of thing. And it got me to thinking,
somebody stole the potato truck.
What could we do? Maybe we need to do a spin here at Scuba Radio on the potato truck promotion. And at the Dima show, James, well, one of our Scuba Radio super fans, got fitted for a new wetsuit. And it has he got it custom made from this company down in Fort Lauderdale. Does custom wetsuits, and he got a Scuba Radio patch on it. So maybe we send him out into the world. And if you see James in the Scuba Radio wetsuit, you call us up
on the back of a flatbed truck.
I don't know how he travels. I don't know, you know, but you know, call us or mention that you saw the Scuba Radio wetsuit with James.
He drives his Volkswagen Beetle, and for this promotion, what he's done is he sealed the edges of his wetsuit and filled it with helium and drags it behind his Volkswagen Beetle that's painted black and white, so it looks like a mini orca.
Nah, I think there could be. I do think he uses butter to kind of grease up and to get into it sometimes because it's difficult.
I'll tell you what.
Even when they're custom made.
I use butter too.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Mainly at home.
You keep your sticks of butter to yourself, Bill.
I don't use sticks. I like whipped butter.
Really?
Honey whipped.
Oh.
Smell
all right.
Me.
Okay.
Smell me.
Well, it was a bad idea.
I can't believe it's not butter.
And I apologize. I wish I could say I apologize in advance, but it's too late. It was one of those ideas I just kind of came up with and thought, eh, you know what? I
this
probably shouldn't talk about this.
Clearly not thought all the way through.
Yeah, but that's just how we do it here at Scuba Radio. And then, you know, you throw stuff up against the wall, and if it sticks, it smells a little rancid.
Probably change
we
it.
Go with it. That's just, you know, that's just how it works. We got plenty more of that coming up. So stick around.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
The dive pros at the DEMA show know, and now you do too. Dominica's Fort Young Hotel is offering a DEMA dive show getaway. 5 days of diving, marine park fees, daily full breakfast, transfers, $50 resort credit, and 7 nights at the luxurious Fort Young Hotel for as low as $1063. From whales to waterfalls, Dominica has it all. A diver's paradise even non-divers will appreciate when staying at the Fort Young Hotel. Go to FortYoungHotel.com and book your DEMA dive getaway to Dominica now. That's FortYoungHotel.com.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion, tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion, look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
So here's some advice I wish I would have got when I was your age. Live every week like a shark week.
Now the party don't start till I dive in.
Jump in with your fins. We promise you won't get the fins today. We will play in an underwater way. Here we go with the show. Time to let those bubbles blow. With Scuba Radio, oh, Scuba Radio, oh. Jump in with your fins. We promise you won't get the fins today. We will play in an underwater way. Here we go with the show. Time to let those bubbles blow with Scuba Radio, oh, Scuba Radio, oh.
That was awesome.
Well, thanks. You know, my crazy, beautiful life, Kesha, is back on MTV, by the way. I've been watching every episode. I'm thinking we ought to send her that song and see if she'll sue us.
Is there a worthwhile moment in your life?
No. Let's go to Dominica. That'll brighten it up, though, quite a bit. Our buddy Simon is on Scuba Radio right now. Nature Island Divers is the dive operation, right, Simon, there in Dominica that you manage? I got that right, right?
Yep. And Dominica Water Sports Association. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, well, he wears multiple hats there on the... you know, on the Nature Island.
And also bright colored shirts.
No. He's
no, that's you. That's you with the bright colored shirts. I'm sorry. I always get you too confused.
No, Simon's a fashion plate. I mean, he has the look. Yeah, he, you know, at all the dive shows, He's always he's sporting some kind of stylish look and making all us other divers.
That's me.
Look.
That's me.
Yes.
Dressed in black.
Dressed in black. That's right.
As long as black is stylish, I'm good.
Yeah, black is the new black. So I think you're good. Anyway,
All right, cool.
Let's talk about some diving. First of all, we're coming down to Dominica again. So you've alerted the troops, I assume, right there on the island in January when we come?
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's alerted. Everyone's ready. We got a few months to get ready, I think.
Yes.
That should give us enough time to get ready for you and your gang and your invasion of Dominica.
Yes. It's an invasion. It's an invasion. Is that what I said?
It's an invasion.
Yeah, but it's you can never go to Dominica too often. That's for sure.
The good thing is you're going to be halfway here because you'll be in St. Martin anyway. So
that's right.
You know, we've been promoting St. Martin a lot as our new gateway to Dominica because you can pretty much get here in one day through St. Martin from the entire U.S. now. So since you're going to be in St. Martin, it's perfect. You know, just pop over to Dominica for a few days.
That's right. We have our liveaboard trip with Explore Ventures. It's going to take us from St. Kitts over to St. Martin in January. And since we were there, when we were talking at the DEMA show, we said, hey, we're here. Why don't we go ahead and hop on a flight and fly over to Dominica? They got that air service now. And how long of a flight is that, by the way? It's fairly short, isn't it?
Only an hour or so? It's like an hour. It's like 45 minutes to an hour, you know,
yeah.
So it's not much at all. And now we have two airlines, BVI Airways, and starting in February, we have Wynn Air coming in as well. So the only thing I'm worried about there, though, is that you know, you're going to get a little spoiled on that liveaboard. Don't they give you, like, warm, you know, robes when you come up from a dive? You know you're not getting any of that treatment in Dominica, right?
Yeah, but you have Kabbalah beer. So that'll more than make up for it. Do you hear what I'm saying, Simon?
That's true. And we can stop at the Rum Shack, and
that's right.
You know, we'll make up for it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not worried about getting too cool with what they got flowing.
Did he say stop at the Rum Shack?
Yeah, they got Rum Shacks there in Dominica. And
is there a reason you have not done a cover of the B-52's Love Shack to Rum Shack?
There's an idea. I don't know.
I think we have an idea. I think we're going to have to do a lot of research at the Rum Shack, though, Greg, to make sure that we can actually pull that off.
This is true. If we go to the Rum Shack, I'm sure we could be inspired to create that parody that Bill just mentioned.
Tin Roof!
Yeah, that's actually what they have. Man, they look very much like that, Bill. Yeah. But,
I think Bill's looking forward to seeing that videotape.
Yeah, see, because that's
I'm
all
really
he's going
to
get.
I'm looking forward to being there. I want to be there, Simon. You have no idea how badly he hurts me on purpose.
Yeah, well, and I said...
Well, yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He said to me multiple times, you know, he'll come down as long as Bill doesn't have to come.
That's right. I've showed I've showed the pictures of Bill in a mermaid tail to Simon. He said, don't you ever even think about it. And that's
pretty
much
what I've seen. I've seen
Greg weighing the scales, you know, Bill mermaids. So, yeah. It's a tough call.
And when you say them too close together, they start to merge. And then we have that visual proof
mermaid,
of what happened.
Mermaid.
Ooh, scary. But anyway,
and the Scuba Cowboy's coming down as well, right?
That's right, right. And Mermaid Tiffany is going to be with the crew. She's never been to Dominica before, never been to the Nature Island. She's heard a lot of the stories from our previous visits, and she cannot wait. She's excited.
I'm going to get the surgery. I'm going to get the surgery, and you'll take me.
You think?
Last time the Scuba Cowboys music was very popular down here. Why, when we have great music like reggae, is country music appreciated in this region of the world? I have no idea, but it is.
Yeah. Well, he does his little, tropical twist on it, too. So that kind of helps out a little bit.
Yeah, he does, actually. He's not... I must admit, the first time I thought he was more country, but he's more. He does a lot of rock and roll.
Absolutely.
Anyway, it was great stuff, and we're highly entertaining, so we look forward to having him back down here and putting on some of his songs, like the classic Lionfish song, which we're going to enjoy down here for sure.
That's right.
Yeah, it turns out Pup Morse, the Scuba Cowboy, is both a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll, and it turns out that his parents are Donnie and Marie Osmond.
Hmm. Who'd have
thunk
it?
Both of them.
Wow. Well, it's... Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
yeah, they are.
So the Fort Young Hotel is ready for your crew.
Yeah.
I know you like staying at the Fort Young every time you come down.
Absolutely.
So, they're ready for you. and the crew over at Dive Dominica, and also we're going to have you probably diving a day up at Sunset Bay in the middle of the island, because I don't think you've done a lot of diving up there, so you'll squeeze a day in up there.
Excellent.
And so Sunset Bay and Dive Dominica are ready for you, and of course, we got we got to figure out some land trips for you to some waterfalls and rum shacks and waterfalls and rum shacks and
throw in one of those hot pool things. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they got so much topside and that balances out the diving there in Dominica, which is first class, world class diving in its own right. But man, topside at Dominica will blow your mind. You're going to hear all about it when we come out there in January for sure. And that airfare or that service you got out of St. Martin, really easy for people in the States to get to St. Martin now. They're on JetBlue, American. I mean, there's several big carriers. You can get in there and hop on one of these planes for a little 45-minute flight over to Dominica.
As I was telling you, Adima, we're pretty excited about that. That Winner has worked out really well for, I mean, the BVI connection through St. Martin and now Winner coming on. So we've been using St. Martin as a hub now for over a year, and it's working out really well, and it's even going to get better in February. So I'm glad you're coming down that way, Greg. When you said you're in St. Martin, I thought, well, that's kind of perfect. You know, it's so easy to hop over from St. Martin now.
Yeah, and it's actually probably way more economical than it was a year or two ago as well, I'm guessing, because the flight from St. Martin to Dominica, fairly economical, isn't it?
Yeah, and then also, as you said, you've got more competition going into St. Martin with JetBlue and United and, you know, quite a few major airlines, depending what city you're departing from in the U.S.
There you go. So you can save a few bucks and experience the Nature Island like never before. Dominica, we got more about that and much, much more coming up next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Jimmy the Bumble Boy in the studio here. Last week I gave him his pants from the Dima Show.
Thank you, Greg.
Here's your shirt.
Oh, thanks, yeah. Man.
Figure, you know.
I was wondering what happened to that, too.
Yeah.
Did my underwear?
Did he leave naked?
Well, he left my room naked, evidently.
No, I had my socks on.
Oh, brother. I remember just one sock, by the way.
You know, it's funny because it was Friday morning, Saturday morning, you were whistling, you can leave your hat on.
Yeah, and he didn't have one.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, Jimmy was there in Dominica on our first trip to Dominica Dive Fest. And
both of you.
And he has seen a bit of the Nature Island and knows how wonderful it is.
That's right.
We mentioned the Fort Young Hotel where we're staying when we go back down there in January. And I got to tell you, that place is just phenomenal. I can't wait to go back. And if you're interested, they are still, I believe, I'm pretty certain they're still honoring their DEMA special for a limited time where you can go down there and stay at the Fort Young for a very, very good price. Go to FortYoungHotel.com, and they will hook you up right there. But this is the place to stay when you're in Dominica. It literally is an old fort. And you did mention something during the break that you'll be able to go to Dominica when they do what to the hotel?
When they rename it the Fort Old Hotel.
Oh, the Fort, yeah, okay. That would make sense.
Yeah, it'd just be me and Greg wearing our Speedos.
Oh.
I think they got a few years before that'll happen. Yeah.
Yeah, as long as you got mermaids to drag along, they'll let you stay at the Fort Young Hotel.
True.
But if it was just you and me and even Jimmy, it's the Fort Old Hotel.
Yeah.
Now, Bill, if you do go with Greg, and that's a big if, but if you do go and Greg says, hey, Bill, let's go skinny diving in Boiling Lake, you say no.
Skinny dipping or skinny diving?
Well, skinny diving would be
actually,
just
it's more like skinny dying because the lake is boiling.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Skinny frying. Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Poach.
Mm-hmm. Poach. Mm-hmm.
FortYoungHotel.com. Go there. Book it today. All right, we got the Dan Tip and more coming up next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 189. Take it from me.
Easy cuddle.
Cuttlefish do not like to be cuddled.
Welcome to another edition of To Catch a Predator.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What do you have for us today, Nick?
A question, Greg.
Ask away.
What do you think of when I say dry diving?
Dry suits.
That's a logical answer. What about when I say frigid temperatures, howling winds, ice, and snow?
I say, I'll see you next summer.
That's what most folks think when winter comes around. But I say there are lots of ways you can stay involved in diving, even if you have no desire to get wet. And I'd say that each of these ways offers a benefit to you as a diver.
Okay, I'm curious.
Winter, which is the off-season for most of us not lucky enough to live in your neck of the woods, is a great time to catch up or increase diving knowledge.
You mean like finally getting to that stack of magazines that I've been wanting to read?
Exactly. Or that list of dive books that caught your interest. Or those videos you've been wanting to watch.
You mean like all those online videos Dan offers?
Aren't you nice?
Well, they're great. And those, along with all the others that are out there, will definitely keep you busy.
And each one is chock full of information and can contribute to increasing your dive knowledge.
What if you actually feel like leaving the house and braving the elements?
How about taking a continuing education course? Not all of them involve diving. And you can learn first aid with a Dan course, or you can care for your gear with an equipment maintenance course.
You could also take care of your gear by getting its annual service done, couldn't you?
Sure. Avoid the rush and get it up and ready to go.
You know, as a doctor, talking about the off-season, I'm surprised you haven't pulled the fitness card and advised us to get to the gym.
I hate to be so obvious.
But you believe so deeply in the connection between fitness and diving.
It's not so much my belief as it is science. Being fit is just a good thing to be.
So get started on a fitness program.
The sooner the better.
How about staying in touch with other divers?
Winter doesn't have to mean the end of the social aspect we all enjoy so much. Off-season offers a great chance for dive clubs to shine. Use the time to get together and maybe even work on off-season goals together. Encourage each other on the fitness side or take some continuing education classes together. Plan some special events like maybe a fundraiser that benefits an organization that is important to your club. Just being around other divers can keep you active in the sport until the season rolls around again.
And what if you just have to get in the water?
Take a refresher course or grab a buddy and head to the pool to practice. Keeping your skills sharp or practicing skills you don't often use is never a waste of time.
Or you could always book that midwinter trip to a tropical location.
Now that's a great tip. No question about it.
There are lots of ways for divers to stay active, even if it's not the perfect time of year to get wet. Use the off-season to take care of the things that often get pushed aside in warmer weather, and you'll be surprised at how much they can contribute to making you a better and safer diver. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
You know, one of the cool things that we came across at the DEMA show a couple weeks ago here in Orlando was from Light & Motion, who have this new dive light design. Actually, it's just a universal light design for both above and below water. Very revolutionary type technology for divers, and where you can do, you know, well, multiple things with your dive light. Much more than than you've been able to do in the past. And to talk about it with us is our buddy Chad Barbe, who works with Light Motion as well. Chad, how are you, dude?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Driving up Interstate 95. Doing good.
Good. Well, we'll try to distract you. And
okay, good. I've already had a distraction. Car already broke down, brought it to the dealership, got to rent a car on my way to the my wife and I's little getaway.
Oh, really? Okay, well,
yeah.
So you're in a new ride, at least. I guess you can look at it
from this end. Chevy Malibu, man.
Okay.
Nice little car.
Well, it's not your big monster vehicle you had, but I guess I'll have to do it.
No.
All right, but no. I'm guessing you probably have a Gobi light there in the glove box now. Probably one of the few people
I do not have a Gobi light because they're going to start shipping them next week. People who order them at DEMA. And as a rep, I don't even have my samples yet. So
yeah.
Hopefully next week I will have one in my hands.
Well, one of the cool things that we did at the DEMA show, we actually gave away a Gobi light each morning as part of our opening ceremonies for the show from Light and Motion so that somebody could actually win one of these lights before you could buy it and before they were even shipping, obviously. And but it created quite a stir at the DEMA show. Now, let's explain what it makes this Gobi light so much different than traditional dive lights that have been on the market for years. Tell us.
Well, basically, this is the flashlight reinvented. That's the key word, flashlight reinvented. It's a they use the same high-intensity lumen output LED bulbs, but they've got an integrated cooling system where it allows you to take the light above land and allow it down to 120 meters in water. Typically, dive lights, they got to stay in the water to keep the bulbs cool so they don't burn out. But this one allows you to go above and below. So the name Gobi has a little catchphrase: go be a mountain climber, go be a fisherman, go be a stand-up paddleboarder, go be a diver. Take the light, go be anywhere you want. We have all the different mounting systems for it, so no matter what your activity is, the light can go with you.
That is nice.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so they're very modular. So you get the base unit, like the battery pack, and you can put these different lenses on the front of the flashlight, on the front of the Gobi light, for whatever use that you're planning to use it for. Whether you need a wide beam video light, there's like a 700 luminum. It's like what is the diameter? It's like 40 or something or 70. I don't know.
You can buy one of two lights. You can buy a 700 lumen spot or a wide flood light, or you can buy a 500 lumen. That's your power basis.
Yeah.
Depending on which one you buy, the larger one, the 700, is going to have a longer burn time. But then you can put modularize the heads. So you can do a flood head, which has a 60-degree angle beam, or a spot head, which has a 20-degree angle beam. And your burn times are going to go anywhere, depending on your lumen output, from 1.5 hours all the way up to 36 hours.
Wow.
So it depends on how you run the light. But then you can also put a red light on it, a search light on it, the night see fluoresce light on it. So you got all these different modular heads that you can change to the base to take and do whatever activity you choose to do with it.
Yeah, before you had to have a totally different system to do some of that night diving fluorescent stuff.
Exactly.
Now you just can't.
You'd have to have a dive light.
Yeah.
You'd have to have a video light. You'd have to have a fluoresce light. You'd have to have a focus light for the red. So you had multiple lights. Now you have one light with multiple heads. So that's pretty cool.
It is. And it's actually pretty economical. I think the base package is like $299, and then you can start adding more heads beyond
The 700 is $299 and the 500 is $199.
Well, there you go.
Depending on what the usage are, you can, you know, it fits any budget.
Yeah, and these start shipping next week. Gobi, you're going to see them pop up in dive stores all across the country, but obviously you can go to lightandmotion.com and check out information on
them. Lightandmotion.com, and they'll be arriving in the dive stores by next Wednesday to Black Friday, so that's when they'll start hitting.
Hey, it sounds like the perfect Christmas gift for the diver on your list, I'm guessing, or mountain biker, or
absolutely
someone who needs a flashlight. Here you go. You might as well get them one of these, and then you can borrow it when you go diving.
If you want to be a high-intensity flasher, Gobi's got your light.
You give them a flashlight and a certification course all at the same time. So you give them a certification course and a light. That's your package.
Absolutely. I like this.
Yeah. I put a light on my package.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
With no bill.
Yeah, and when he uses that fluorescent lens, wow. It's amazing what shows up.
Yeah, you
up.
Can actually, the fluoresce lens, you could take that fluoresce lens above land into the woods at night, because animals have chlorophyll in them, and they will fluoresce at night just like they do underwater.
Wow, really?
So it makes night hiking a whole new sport as opposed to night diving.
I think that's how they find Bigfoot on that TV show. They use those type of lights and maybe
ghosts. Do you have a black light thing? Because, I'm a pretty good dancer with the black light.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have the black light. We'll put that on for next year's list for Bill.
Yeah. I like using it in my hotel room, too.
Yeah, okay. That's TMI, Bill. TMI.
I just want to know.
All right. Sorry for the distraction there, Chad. You got to focus, and Bill's trying to create
exactly.
an incident on 95 North or South or whichever
exactly.
way you're going. All right. Well, thanks.
95 North approaching St. Augustine.
All right. There you go. Well, enjoy your weekend, and thanks for the update, and we'll be in touch again soon, my friend.
All right, sounds good. Y'all have a good one.
There
Bye-bye.
You go. That's Chad Barbe, works with Light and Motion, and that was nice of him to share that update on these Gobi lights. I can't wait to get my hands on some of these because we're going to get some as
They're
soon as they start
looking.
Shipping.
That'll be nice.
I'm planning to take a couple down to our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in
January. That'll be nice. I'll love to hear about it.
Yes.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
You can hear it on Scuba Radio, the world's first scuba diving show. From Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau, they all know Scuba Radio.
You know, that's Eric Stone from the back in the days from the Scuba Dudes. Him and Steve Hendrickson made up this band that they did a couple CDs, and I believe we still have them up on our website where you can purchase these CDs. And obviously, one of them has a Scuba Radio song on it that you're listening to right there. Now, Eric has purchased a bar in Marathon. And actually, I don't know, they pretty much gutted this place and totally tore it down to nothing and built this thing back to...
Down to bare walls and a roof.
Yeah. And the Dockside Tropical Cafe is about to make its grand reopening here in a couple weeks. We are working out a plan to go down there and possibly broadcast. It's pretty much a given we're going to be down there in a couple weeks, around the 13th, Friday the 13th. And how big this evolves remains to be seen. It's going to be a great party regardless. I guess he's doing a grand opening throughout the entire week.
Yes.
But we're talking about doing something there on Friday evening, maybe Saturday, who knows. But we are looking to be down there that week. And next week, we will definitely have the full details for you if you want to come down and join the party. But you can maybe pencil it into your schedule if you want to come down.
If you're going to be down in the Keys area, or you can get down to the Keys, you definitely want to make plans to go and visit the Dockside Tropical Cafe next week, that weekend, the weekend of the 13th.
Right.
I'll be there with my AARP card, my freshly minted AARP card.
And that gets you 5% off?
At their place, I'll be going in there with my, hey, I'm a charter crew member of the Dockside Tropical Cafe because...
Do you got your shirt yet?
I have not gotten my shirt yet.
I think he's waiting to give it to us then.
But I will be down there, and I am one of the owners.
True.
Right.
Yeah, he did this whole like Kickstarter thing.
He did a Kickstarter thing, and I donated $100. He raised like $80,000 to start this thing.
Which is awesome.
It's so incredible, and I am $100 of that $80,000.
Yeah. Well, so
you're the boss.
You're part owner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, it's going to be a party for sure.
I'm going to start bossing him around.
And it's DocksideTropicalCafe.com.
Do you know who I am?
And he'll say, I do. Now get the hell out. But we wish Eric the best with that. We're going to try to, maybe tie it in with a little Christmas in the Keys type of broadcast down there. So we may take the show on the road. Well, we are going to take the show on the road. I'm pretty confident it's going to happen. We just don't have all the...
We'll take the show on the road. Whether or not we do anything constructive with it is another question entirely.
We're trying to work out a few things with scheduling with everybody and... As it's starting to evolve into a nice little family affair where a lot of our Scuba Radio friends may
come out.
Will
Buffy be there?
With who?
Mr. Sebastian.
Who is he talking about?
Family affair. Please, back me
How
up.
How old are you? Oh, that's right. AARP. I shouldn't remember.
Wow. Anyway. We're not going to make Drunk Santa the designated driver this time, are we?
Yes.
Oh.
But there won't be any driving because there's a hotel right next to
that was the beauty
place.
Of making him the drunken driver. I mean, the designated driver.
Yeah, what happened there?
The beauty of making him the designated driver was we couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
We had to stay.
We had to stay.
No, we have a rowboat with Drunken Santa's name on it. So he can just hang out at the bar and pass out in the rowboat. Because it's right there on the water. The Dockside, of course, tropicalcafe.com.
Actually, there's some great pictures. If you're on Facebook... And you've checked out Scuba Radio on Facebook. You probably also want to just type in Dockside Tropical Cafe, and there are some great pictures. In fact, he posted a picture just the other day a spotted eagle ray, right off of the dock. A picture taken from the restaurant of a spotted eagle ray.
No way.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Marathon's a beautiful little town there in the Keys. It's not as touristy as what you get in Key West, and it's far enough south where you get all the weather that it feels very, very tropical down there, and
it's
really
26.2 miles from Athens.
From Athens, Georgia?
I'm assuming. Maybe Athens, Greece?
No, Bill.
What is he
talking
about? It's right in the middle, though.
It's like Marathon. Halfway between... Have you people never studied anything?
No, I love it because it's halfway between Key West and halfway between Key Largo. So
more or less, yeah.
You can go either way, any day.
I go both ways.
I've heard that about you.
Yeah. Anyway,
unlike
cool
Key
thing.
West, where there's only one way you can go. And it's not the way you're used to.
No, they go both.
Oh, no, they only go the one. They only go the one.
Okay.
Get yourself a damn rainbow.
Yeah. Well, you know, I am, as the weeks progress since DEMA, I am having more and more flashbacks.
Yes.
And it's usually something that triggers, this flashback. And I found this coin in my stash of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I got to give a little.
Stash of stuff, you mean?
All the swag. Uh-huh. We got people that actually give us stuff at DEMA, too.
Right.
Not much, but, this was huge. I got to give a little shout out to Seahorse Scuba.
Mm-hmm.
They're in, how do you say this? It's Midlothian?
Midlothian.
Is that it?
Yeah, Midlothian, Virginia.
Yeah. Seahorse Scuba. They had these, look at this, Bill.
I got one too.
You got one of these?
Sorry. I hate for you to feel super duper special, but I was running the Bohemian game
the Tiki Toss game, the ring game.
He
told me this was a one of a kind.
It was a woman.
Oh,
I got it from a dude.
And she allowed me to. Never mind. I can't even tell you what I was allowed to do.
So she gave you a coin, and you gave her what?
A hearty handshake.
You gigolo, you.
A hearty handshake. Clinic.
No, but they had these coins made up with seahorse scuba on them.
They're pretty cool.
They're like minted copper coins or something. I mean, this is a really cool little tchotchke type thing.
Yes, and it's heavier than copper, but yeah. We don't need to go into that. Well, and also not the color of copper, but we don't need to go into that.
Well, it's bronze.
It's bronze looking, absolutely.
I like it. It looks valuable, and it's cool little thing. We need to get some.
It's nice.
Or melt it down and find out how much money we can get for this. What do you think?
That seems unlikely as a positive course of action.
All right, we got hour two of Scuba Radio on deck. Stay close. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.